Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, objectors may have to foot six-figure legal bills for successful judicial reviews that they have taken in cases in a new move being brought to the Cabinet to speed up the supply of infrastructure and housing. And Robin Mandel, Vice Chair of the Dublin Democratic Planning Alliance and former President of the Royal Institute of Architects, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Robin. What do you make of these moves by government, I suppose, to disincentivise people taking judicial reviews?
Good morning, Kira. I think that they're making a fundamental error in understanding what the citizens' rights are. I can completely understand where the government is coming from, but there is a completely false narrative as to how much impact objections have on the system. There is absolutely no time cost in terms of observations and objections, and the amount of judicial reviews. The facts of the matter are that we've done research in the last 12 years. There have been about 360,000 planning decisions. 25,000 of them, roughly, have gone to appeal. And 814 have gone to judicial review, of which 172 have been withdrawn. So over 12 years, that is 650 judicial reviews, a third of which, I might say, are taken by the developers, by the applicants themselves. So this is an issue of the government's making through bad policy. And the notion that if you challenge the authority of a state organization, which is what judicial review is, it holds power to account. The notion that if you do that and you find that they have made illegal decisions, because that's what judicial review does, it decides that the decision is illegal or is it not.
Yeah, but Robin, there is a question, and we've had other experts in similar fields to yourself coming on saying that judges are overreaching, that they're not just, examining a judicial review for technical correctness and things like that. They're actually having a certain amount of input into the planning process and into what should or shouldn't be passed. I mean, Ishka Aaron was saying that the Dublin wastewater plant that has held up housing delivery, you might say it's one judicial review, but it's holding up thousands of houses in North County Dublin, is now subject to a second judicial review, and that we are hearing that it'll be another 6 years at the earliest before that wastewater plant can become operational. There is the argument out there that these judicial reviews are being taken by individuals or small groups of people, and that they are acting perhaps within the remit of their own citizens' rights, but contrary to the common good.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
That is the narrative that's put out there, and you know, hard cases make poor law. That is a particularly difficult one, in that it patently should go ahead. But the reality of it is that if there is a challenge put to it, it should be dealt with quickly. And the fact of it is that, in my opinion, Ishka Aaron should have approached this many, many years ago. This has been in the making for 20 years. And the application went in a couple of years ago. And I was looking recently at a drawing of Dublin Airport from 1968. They had planned the two new runways in 1968. You know, that's, we're missing leadership, we're missing policy, and we're basically missing a shared vision of what we should have. There should never be judicial reviews of a major infrastructure that are there for the common good.
Well, exactly, and that wastewater plant has been held up for 7 years with a further 6 years now. That's 13 years. And I appreciate what you are saying in many cases, but here's the rub, I suppose, is if judicial reviews are part of the problem. If they, I'm not saying that they're the only problem. That are we have many, many issues with our infrastructure and delivering it in a timely process. But if they are part of the problem, do they not need to be looked at? Because we have heard people here say that people can take judicial reviews and the state will in fact fund their legal case, so it's no skin off their nose to do so, and that becomes a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree that we should be looking at better systems. For sure, but the notion that the state is paying at no cost to the applicant is not true. They are only paying if the applicant wins, and if the applicant wins, it means the decision was legal. And the idea.
But for example, I don't mean to harp about the same wastewater, but the first judicial review was upheld for that one on a technicality. So the applicant has won, but on a technicality, a lot of people would say that that's contrary to sort of the natural justice of this thing. There are thousands of people in North County Dublin longing for access to a home of their own, be it rented or be it owner occupied, that are being held up because of, I suppose, a very small group of people who think this wastewater plant is problematic.
I don't know the full details of it, but I can assure you that the courts don't deal in trivialities. They don't deal in trifles. If the courts found that the decision was illegal, it won't be on a technicality. It will be on a substantial error of law. You know, this notion that small, not dotting the I's and crossing the T's makes decisions fail is not correct. Judges are part of the rule of law. They're part of the system. They are serious.
My understanding is that it was a small issue with regard to the wording of the planning application. But let's park that for one moment. Just in terms of a broad sense, I appreciate what you're saying, that in terms of numbers, that, you know, 600 over 12 years, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't the only issue out there for planning. This isn't the only issue out there for either housing delivery or indeed infrastructure delivery. But if it is one of the issues, Robin, if it is one of the things that, and as I said, you know, that could actually have a knock-on effect that would hold up thousands of houses, shouldn't it be looked at? Because there is a perception out there that people can take judicial reviews because of maybe a vested interest of their own part, that they live or in fact have no skin in the game at all, that they've no connection to the project whatsoever, but that people can do this and that the knock-on effects are contrary to the common good. And if that is the case, even in a handful of cases, shouldn't we be looking at it?
Well, I think that the Planning Act has actually done that. Now, they haven't brought in Part 9 of the new Planning Act, but it does that. It raises the bar substantially, and I think it'll probably lead to more litigation, frankly. But that isn't really the issue. The issue is that better decisions mean no reviews. In my 50 years practicing as an architect, I never once came across a judicial review, because the systems worked. The decisions were solid, they were made properly, and they were made in the common good, which is what the planning system is all about. If the planning system decides something is permitted or not permitted, they're deciding in the common good for the sustainable development of an area.
All right.
You know, I completely agree with you. It is an issue and it needs to be dealt with, but it is best dealt with by better decision making and more involvement at the early stages.
Look, thank you very much for joining us with that view. That is Robin Mandel, their Vice Chair of the Dublin Democratic Planning Alliance and former President of the Royal Institute of Architects in Ireland. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, just to clarify on that Dublin wastewater plant, it was the judge at the time found that none of the objections had any validity, but there was a single issue in which An Bord Pleann Uaile had erred, and that was enough to grant the injunction. They had failed to correctly identify and comply with an obligation imposed to seek the observations of the EPA on the likely impact of the proposed development on wastewater discharges. It was on that basis the injunction was granted.
I'm sure that's quite technical for people listening, but do let us know what you think.
It's a small issue. This is the point.
Let us know what you think about all of this. We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.